This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're just terrible.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I do appreciate your time with me. I really do appreciate the time that you've been, that you've been paying attention, that you've been involved. You know, I mean, it helps me. It helps me move on. It helps me understand that you actually want me to continue. Yeah, well, me and others. I am Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. And again, I do, you know, I am fired up about last night. And the only reason I'm fired up about it is because of what they, what you see happening today. Right? I can't believe that the Dems are so mad, so angry, so hateful. Remember what happened to all that love Trump's hate type of stuff? Remember? What happened to all of that? I don't get, I mean, either you're accepting and understanding when I work something out, right? Or you just hate for hate's sake. I think they hate him so much. There was a Dem who said that the U.S. is like 1934 Germany right now. Right? Because we're running around. We're getting ready to round up all the Jews. We're getting ready to gas them all, right? Any church that doesn't get in line with the Führer, they're going to be eliminated too. That's really what this country's all about. You guys were the ones that came against religious people. You guys were the ones that didn't want us any kind of outward religious, unless you were Muslim or something, because it sure as heck wasn't for the Christians. I mean, I can go down ruling by ruling by ruling and show you where we couldn't have Bibles on school grounds. A top Democrat today compared President Donald Trump's time in the White House to early days of Nazi-era Germany. On CNN, Representative Jill Clyburn of South Carolina and an American said that America is encountering incredibly troubling times. Clyburn, who represents much of the state's I-95 corridor, said today's America is like what was going on in Germany back in around 1934. Right after the 1932 elections, when Adolf Hitler was elected, Clyburn said that Trump has similarly sought to discredit the media and disrupt the judicial system. No, what she means is discredit her support system. He's not just trying to discredit the media. I mean, some media he leaves alone, doesn't he? Some media doesn't get on as much, does he? Because he gets a fair shake. When he does stuff wrong, he's called out. When he does stuff right, he's given credit for it. Unlike some of the other ones, which is a 24-hour hate fest. He said that a former history teacher, he knows that Americans better get a handle on things or else. Host Don Lemon challenged Clyburn's comparison, warning him that it was quite stark and that he would elicit criticism. Clyburn then appeared to adjust his remarks, saying that this president should be Mussolini, another one, right? Or Russian President Vladimir Putin. I mean, seriously. It's again, nothing they did. Have you noticed that? Nothing they did was wrong. Nothing that they did was distasteful or wrong. Everything that Barack Obama did was touted at a salvation level. That it brought salvation to the world. Why? Because Barack Obama did it. I'm just amazed. I'm always amazed. I mean, you guys, if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know, I am always amazed at this kind of stuff. You know, I run down all of this. What happened to all those, who were they? What happened to all those people that were going to go to Canada if Trump got elected, right? Well, they might have had a problem. You may have immigrants that are leaving America. Now, remember, legal immigrants are fine. Nobody's giving a hard time to legal immigrants. For all intents and purposes, legal immigrants are fine. Right? It's the illegal immigrants that we want to fix, get rid of, work through, whatever. So a lot of these people who are worried about their status, well, they're headed for Canada. In a private dining room at Zob's restaurant in Tustin, a Canadian envoy made its pitch about a dozen immigration attorneys and immigrant rights leaders. Pablo Rodriguez, member of the parliament, leaned over from his seat in the middle of the table and asked everyone to spread the word, please don't cross into Canada illegally. Get the facts and make a decision based on the right facts before leaving your jobs, taking your children out of school, and coming up here hoping to stay here forever. Rodriguez said, if you don't qualify, you'll be returned. And in this case, it won't be to the United States because you don't have citizenship there. You'll have lost your status, you won't be able to return to the United States, and you will be returned to your country of origin, where you were born. Wow. Where's all the protests on that? How come the Canadians aren't protesting that? Why aren't the American, all the people that were protesting for them to stay here, if they've already gone over the border, if they headed up there, why aren't you protesting the Canadian government? Now, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau dispatched Rodriguez. He sent him to California to say, hey, a lot of you guys are coming up here. You're not getting the right information. And just because you don't see them again doesn't mean we let them in. It means that we sent them back to their country of origin. Yeah, where they were born, in case that word's too big for you. I mean, seriously. The whip for the majority Liberal Party in Parliament, Rodriguez, arrived in the U.S. a few days after President Trump announced his decision to end temporary protection status of the estimated 200,000 Salvadorians. His message was not different from immigration hardliners in the U.S., but it was delivered with a nicer Canadian soft well. Rodriguez was a young boy himself when he arrived in Canada as a political refugee from Argentina. He says, so he understands those that are trying to make it up there that want a better life for themselves and their kids. But if you don't do it the right way, okay, because there's no humanitarian effort from the U.S., if you don't do it the right way, you can't stay. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Guess who's up next? David Fisher, telling you about the markets. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
Ready, Steve?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Pleasure. I mean that sincerely. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Does it get, and it's a real number. There's a gazillion and three things you can do. So there's a whole bunch to do. Take the poll. Read some of the writings. Tell our writers whether you like them, you don't like them. You know, just coming off the... Well, it depends on what side of the aisle you're on. I mean, if you were on the left side of the aisle, then you're in a deep funk and depression this morning. If you're on the right side of the aisle, then you're pretty much what we used to say in the old days, walking a cloud at nine. But, you know, I don't know how this all pulls together in the financial world, but David Fisher does. David Fisher is the CEO of Landmark Capital. Always a pleasure to have him on with us. Now, David, the one thing I appreciate, and I know you're excited too, but the one thing I appreciate about you is you talk to guys like me at the sixth grade level, and I need that. So keep it down to three-letter words, and I'll be very happy. What did you think of last night?
Well, and there's the other segment you can be in. It can be in the middle, you know, kind of like the scripture in Revelation. You're neither hot or cold, so therefore the Lord will spew us out of his mouth. But I'm red hot for President Trump's speech last night. I thought it was phenomenal. It's one of the best State of the Union address I've heard in my lifetime. I'm 56.
No, you're not that old.
I'm an old codger.
I look like a young guy.
it's
good living.
Maybe, I have a great wife and a great family and lots of, she's incredible in so many different ways. And just like you like pasta and Italian food, my wife is Hispanic and makes incredible dishes. But anyway, enough about that. So the president just did a masterful job, in my opinion. And, you know, obviously there's some people that did not care for what he said. And there's a big segment in Congress that just sat on their hands and never stood, never even clapped. And that's very unfortunate. Even the things that, you know, were totally something they wanted for in the past, like a $1 trillion infrastructure bill, they didn't clap to that one. You know, about the only thing that I could see, you know, from watching it, and I watched it a couple times, where they clapped was the emotional movement of the President Trump talking about how loss of lives were taken because of illegals and you know, things like that, you know. And it was very well put together, and I want to commend President Trump and his administration and Gary Cohen and the others that helped script the speech and the delivery. I'm glad President Trump did stay glued to the teleprompter. I think he does much more presidential when he does that.
You know, I thought it was funny last night. There were people that were obviously on the other side of the aisle that were complaining that he was reading off a teleprompter. And, at one point I said, the other guy did that all the time. He had no problems with it. You know, it's just amazing to me. Sometimes when people get so hateful, they get so nasty, they can't really see anything good. And to your point last night, there were plenty of opportunities for the Americans in the room just to simply stand and applaud what was being said, or applaud the people who had lost loved ones and that kind of stuff. I was really disappointed in how we've gotten away from being Americans, and now we're, you know, Democrats or Republicans. You know what I'm saying? It's not a comfortable or good feeling. So anyhow,
you know, and even the police officer and his wife that adopted the little baby girl from the mom that's a drug addict that couldn't, you know, continue to raise her child. I mean, that speaks to the really, that's even a bigger heart than most Americans would have. I mean, it's really a servant heart.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's one-sided applause on that. But, you know, I mean, that is the spirit of humanity at its best.
Yep, I agree with you. And you know, for me, and maybe for you too, I don't know, but I loved it when he came back with it. Just because they're words doesn't mean we're doing it. I get that. But, you know, our motto, In God We Trust, he made a big deal out of that. He made a big deal out of the fact that that police officer you were talking about said that, you know, he heard God speak to him. How many presidents you ever hear say stuff like that? That fellow heard God speak to him and said that, you know, he needed to take that baby. So I that gave me hope, all right? I mean, being a Christian, being a believer, I said, okay, you know what? It's okay. He's going to make it okay for us to talk about God again.
You know, if we can't talk about how our country was founded on biblical principles, that just moves us towards closer to the fall of our country, and that's what was happening, unfortunately, previously.
I agree with you. Hey, I want to sneak it in here. I know it's not part of the norm, but, you know, Bitcoin, you've been calling this for a long time, or you've been talking about it for a long time, and, you know, Bitcoin has hit that funk, and it you know, it's kind of like the prize fighter who can't really, a little, you know, pushes up a little bit off the canvas, but can't actually get up off the campus. It's kind of canvas. It's stuck, isn't it?
Yeah, it's moving out of fashion is what's happening. I said it would do this, and, you know, it's you know, there's rhetoric in China and North and South Korea. You know, will they use it? Will they regulate? Will they not allow it to happen? You know, there's, so it's kind of like a, what's the next news is affecting the market, but it's all pretty much on a negative side.
Right.
Like the fear of the traders, like I said, is that the government's going to come and regulate it. And the government will regulate this because it's, they're trying to use it as money. And anytime money is being used, the government has its hand in it for taxes. So
them and the mafia. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So that's just part of one of the functions of our country. I mean, that's how they create revenue for the spending. So that's, unfortunately, Bitcoin was trying to be immune from all that and all the cryptocurrencies, and they're not. This is what I've been saying. And so since that started to open that door, then now the volumes are way down, and the side of it for it being traded as an investment is, you know, I think those days are long gone now.
All right, you're probably right. All right, so not probably, you are right. You've been right about it all along. So last week, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, he spoke at that World Economic Forum in Davos. He talked about the dollar that affected the dollar going down, and President Trump spoke 2 days later and said we need a stronger dollar. And I heard everybody making all kinds of noise of how bad this. Well, what did that really do for the market?
Well, the dollar is the foundation to a lot of how a lot of things are traded, and the dollar by index is down again today. So, you know, we had a reprieve of a day or so from President Trump's comments, and I said on your program last week when there was this contradictory definition of what the dollar should be as far as its value, a strong dollar by President Trump or a weak dollar, previously said 2 days before that, by Secretary of Treasury, Steve Mnuchin, and I said, you know, we're going to have a little movement upward in the dollar, but over the long-term trend here, the dollar is going to be at lower levels, and certainly that's the case. So how does this affect us? President Trump had to say, first of all, we're going to have a strong dollar, because if you're a foreigner and he went over to Davos in the Economic Global Forum trying to, you know, help people invest in themselves by investing in America.
David, so you got to pause that. We're going to, you know, we both believe in capitalism, so we'll be back in a second. I'm Joe Mesidi, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, joins me. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Our hearts and prayers go out to those that were involved in an accident on the train today in Virginia. I understand at this point one person was dead or has been killed in that accident. There have been a few injured, and we're just believing for quick recoveries for those people. And again, our prayers, our hearts and prayers go out to the family who lost loved ones there. I've got David Fisher, from the CEO from Landmark Capital, on the line with me, as he is every week, kind of explaining what's going on in the markets, how President Trump's tweets affect the index, all kinds of stuff. And David, we were talking about Steve Mnuchin and him speaking at the World Economic Forum, and then the president a few days later saying that we need a stronger dollar. One of the things, though, before you continue on, you said the dollar's up by index. Can you briefly explain what you mean? Because some people don't know what that means.
Yeah, but just like the Dow has an index, the dollar also has an index. The Dow trades with 30 stocks that represent the 1,000 stocks in the Dow.
Right.
So the dollar also using the Dow as an example, it's a point system. So the dollar also has an index that is derived as a point system, and it is trading at 89 and change, and there's different currencies that create the value of the dollar index. There's six from around the world. So it's not just the dollar, but it's a lot of six currencies from around the world, like the euro, the Japanese yen, the Canadian dollar, the Swiss franc. So those currencies and a few more create the index of the dollar. So this is why when people say, oh, the dollar's going to crash, it's literally impossible for it to happen, because there's six major currencies that trade within the dollar besides the U.S. dollar that supports the index of the dollar. So put into perspective, the low high number for the index of the dollar, since the index has been created, it's been around for decades, 144 is the high, 76 is the low, and we're trading at 89 right now, or 88. So for it to go to a third world country, currency would have to be in the 30s, 40s. It's not going to go to zero because it can't. So, you know, that's, I'm not trying to, you know, diminish our debt issue or anything, but that's how the dollar index works. So when the dollar is low, first of all, why President Trump said the dollar is, we're going to have strong dollars, because if you're a foreigner and you're sending your money over to the United States, if that currency being the dollar is going down, you have, that foreigner has a guaranteed loss. So they don't want to send over money to a weak currency because they lose.
Right.
So this is why President Trump said at the Economic Forum, we have a strong dollar. But in reality, what best serves our country is a weak dollar. Weak dollar creates our products that we sell globally cheaper to foreigners that would buy our products and services. So we want to have a weak dollar. It also stimulates the stock market. So for those are the main fundamental reason a weak dollar is really economically good.
Right.
So the problem is that you got to hedge yourself against this. And if the stock market was not moving as much as it's moving right now, you'd have to hedge against this in gold or some other way of hedging against a downward dollar. And typically gold is used by central banks to hedge against a downward currency. So we're moving down lower in the currency called the dollar. And when that happens, gold usually goes up.
You know, it's love it. When you talk about the gold, and it's really funny how people, when they see what do you call them, precious metals, I guess is the proper terminology, right? When you talk about precious metals, there's more than just gold, and I quickly want to hit on this, because the questions I get are always, are there other precious metals other than gold and silver?
Well, certainly there's gold, there's silver, there's four main precious metals: platinum and palladium. The platinum and palladium are more industrial. You know, I've been on TD Ameritrade now. I'm there almost a weekly, being interviewed by them, talking about these four different types of metals. And they actually discuss copper. They asked my expertise on that too, which is fully industrial. So, but the mainstream market as far as hedging against currency is going to be gold. Central banks buy that. They don't buy silver, they don't buy platinum plating, and certainly not copper. So, but platinum plating is used primarily in the industrial aspect of catalytic converters, mostly palladium. And platinum is more jewelry-based, and those markets have done fairly well over the last three or four years, the last 2.5 years, excuse me. They're starting to move up, but they're not typically hedged against the dollar.
All right, and it is. It's funny, because when you and I talk, I'll get these emails going, God, you only talk about gold. Aren't there any other metals? So, and as you say, you know, copper and others are mostly. I'll try speaking English here. Mostly industrial. So, you know, especially silver. You know, you hear a lot about silver and how it's being used in the industries.
You know, and just on a side note with that, Joe, and if they want to learn a little bit more about this, they can watch the videos of me being on TD Ameritrade by going to our website at landmarkgold.com. And when they go there, there's a tabs across there that says National Television. When you click on that, you'll see the TD Ameritrade tab. Click on that, and you can watch three or four videos there. And there's about every week there's another video that goes up.
Well, it was funny because I've been listening, you know, as I'm driving around, I do listen to other talk shows, and I hear people talk about some economists, quote unquote, talk about the coming burst, the coming bubble, the coming whatever, and that it's going to be a little harder because of this market that's just, you know, cranking along. Don't we have a good economy now? You know, your new white papers, you've got some warnings in there, some severe warnings for us.
We do have an excellent economy. I mean, look at we having unemployment going down. We have wages starting to rise. We have taxes being lowered. We have the stock market booming. Real estate is a fairly healthy market to be involved in. Let me read something to you. Let's check this out, Joe. Under higher tariff and lower taxation, America has stabilized output, unemployment, and and dividend rates. We have built more and better homes, erected more skyscrapers, passed more benefactory laws, and more laws to regulate and purify immigration. Inaugurated more conservation measures, more measures to stabilize and increase production and expand export and export markets. We have restored financial confidence and enthusiasm and in the credit markets, and no longer is just the rich man's privilege, but now a common man's utility. Where do you think that came from?
The speech last night. I don't know. Go ahead.
A chicken in every pot, a car in every garage. That's the, I'll give you a little hint there.
Okay. So that came off of Roosevelt's speech.
Hoover. 1928.
I wasn't around then. That was unfair. I want another question.
That was the exact quote of getting you to from the piece of paper they stuck on telephone poles under Hoover in 1928 before the big crash.
Wow.
We're saying the same things then in 28 in the roaring 20s as we're saying now. But this time something is totally different. And I'm not an alarmist. I'm not a chicken little, the sky is falling. But there's a lot of people out there who are economists are saying this, that we are the Fed has created this huge bubble. Think for a second. In 2018, Goldman Sachs is predicting that the Treasury is going to have to issue double the amount of treasuries from $488 billion to over $1 trillion and hope that the demand rises enough so we won't have to have interest rates move up sharply. Because here's what's happening. You know, Goldman Sachs is a stock brokerage company. They're sounding the alarm, saying something is wrong with the debt structure. Next year, there's going to be $1.2 trillion of deficit spending. And we're on the 10th year of a recovery, you know, 2008 or 2018. And in a recovery, you shouldn't have, after 10 years, you shouldn't have $1.2 trillion deficit spending, which is we're piling the debt on our debt.
Oh, God. It's like paying interest on your interest, right?
Exactly.
Oh.
And during this time, the Fed is finally shutting down the printing press. They're stopped quantitative easing, and now they're shrinking their balance sheet. They're selling around $600 billion next year.
This is going to hurt, ain't it? I mean,
so you got to understand these pieces of the puzzle.
This all right, hold on, though. We got to go for a break, so hold that and come back, and we'll reset on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Bastien, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. You need to hear this. We'll be right back.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy.
We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
Get the governor harumph.
Harumph! You watch your...
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Back with David Fisher. We've been talking about your finances, the speech last night, really what we can expect in 2018 in stocks, stocks and bonds and precious metals. David, thanks for being with me.
Absolutely. So just put it, let's hop right back in on this.
Yeah.
$1.2 trillion is going to be our overspending, what you call deficits, next year. In the 10th year of recovery, we shouldn't be overspending like that in a recovery. We're piling our debt onto our debt. The Fed has shut down the printing press. They're no longer creating all this new money called quantitative easing. And they're doing the opposite. They're shrinking their balance sheet. They're going to start selling. The largest holder of our debt, being the Fed, is going to now sell the balance sheet.
Right.
To the tune of next year, it's going to be $600 billion. So $600 billion plus $1.2 trillion is $1.8 trillion. Who's going to absorb the $1.8 trillion deficit?
We are.
Just,
right?
How? How's that going to happen?
I don't know. Credit card. We need another credit card.
Well, that's the problem is we're going to just add it on to the debt.
Yep.
It's going to. So this is why I've been saying we're going to add $8 to $9 trillion in the next. If President Trump is in his term for two term president for two terms, close to $10 trillion is what we're going to add on to our national debt. This is without China massively selling off. But there's one more thing that this creates. While this is happening, this did not happen, what I'm going to say, under Obama, when he doubled the debt from $5 trillion to $10, okay? But it is happening now. Yields are going up. The 10-year note is going up and created a bubble. And Bill Gross, the bond king, said last month, or the end, 2 weeks ago, that now the bond market is in a bear market and it's in a bubble and it's going to pop. The bond market, being U.S. Treasuries, is the financial system to the whole world. It's the largest trading entity market in the whole world. It's hardly not talked about. It's mostly ignored, but it's now in a bear market. Now that they're raising rates, and we should see rates on a 10-year rise to 3.5% to 4.5%, we're close to 3 right now, it's going to create a 20 to 40% loss in a $100 trillion market. And most of that, $46 trillion of that, is U.S. Treasuries.
Wow.
There's going to be a massive sell-off. I'm telling you, it's coming, and it's not going to be this year. But I'm making my prediction and very clear. It's going to happen in 2019, and it's going to make 2008 a walk through the park, because this is the financial system that perpetuates our debt structure. So the problem is that if this doesn't go to the level where I think it's going to go, to compensate, you're going to see the Fed raise rates a lot more than just 4 times this year and 4 times next year. You're going to see rate increases go through the roof to get this thing under control. I don't know if the Fed's going to do that. They've done this before, but not to the extent of the debt structure we have. So this is what's not being talked about. It's not a popular thing. I get it. But this is what caused the problem in 1928, was debt being ignored. It caused the problem in 2007, debt being ignored, but this is the biggest bubble in the history of the world.
Well, you were talking about it earlier. I mean, the reality is once they start raising rates, that'll send the market into a spiral, won't it?
Well, not. They've been raising rates. It's not going to affect the market until we start to see the teeter-totter tip the other direction. What's happening is now they're assessing what the new norm is. You know, they're saying, well, the new norm for a 10-year yield should be at 2.7. That's like saying, well, the new temperature in your house should be 95 degrees. I mean, it's not reality. It's not how we live.
Nope.
But that's what they're trying to fabricate, the new norm. So just like the new norm is $20 trillion in debt. That's Reagan is rolling over in his grave thinking all this. And our forefathers are just going like, oh, come on, can't you see the problem? We're ignoring our debt. That's the problem. We've had 5 continuing resolutions this year. We're going to have the 6th one probably coming up. But at some point, this thing is going to come full circle. The market will force it. And that's going to be the 10-year yield.
Wow.
This is not even considering the $1.5 trillion infrastructure spending bill. You throw that in there, that's a huge wild card. The money's got to come from somewhere.
You're getting me all excited here, David. Listen, I want to come back to something you said earlier. You know, we're building more and better houses. We're building this. We're doing this. You know, part of that is coming from the regulations that have been cleared or been moved out of the way, so you know they can get homes up faster, they can build quicker. It looks like oil drilling, you know, off the coast in some areas is going to be easier to do. Are you concerned with you've talked a little bit about it, you've touched a little bit about it in the past, and don't take a whole bunch of time because I want to get something else. The banking regulations. So are you concerned with some of the banking regulations that they're lifting?
Well, President Trump has unwound so many banking regulations against businesses, oil fields. That's why we have this boom going on. I mean, clearly what he said last night is true. He's deregulated our government regulations more than any other president in history in the first year of office. Do we still have Dodd-Frank? Yes. Has that changed? No. So they haven't even tackled that problem. That is still, you know, if you're referring to the bail, and that's still intact until that gets tackled, and I don't know if it's ever going to get tackled, I'd still be concerned that when this event of 2019 happens, and I think it's going to be then, we could see that trigger a bail-in, because they're going to have to gather the money to hold our debt from somewhere.
Wow. Yeah, and again, he's probably grabbing all the low-hanging fruit at first. That's the big deal here. You know, you wrote a new white paper titled, Time is Up, Which Bubble Burst First, to Trigger the Coming Great Deflate. Where can they get these things, and you know, how do they sign up for your newsletter? You know, take a few minutes here to tell us about that.
Well, I have a new newsletter also that just came out. It's called Is This the Year of the Sell-Off? And it talks, kind of piggybacks the white paper, Time is Up, Which Bubble Will Burst First to Trigger the Coming Great Deflate. They can get both of those out either by calling my company at 844-715-7311, or they can go to our website at landmarkgold.com, and they can get some other information that complements this on low of your IRA into physical gold and take possession of it without tax liability. I have a white paper on that. And we're big on education. We have a lot of resources that we can send out in literature. Not overwhelming, but just enough at the level that you need to get your eyes open to see what's really happening.
Yeah, it's always, for me, when it comes to finances, this is the stuff that we were never taught in high school or early on in our lives, maybe because our parents really didn't understand it, didn't know about it. You know, we're taught to go into debt, right? We get credit cards just coming out of high school, and some kids actually get them in high school because they're 18 and they, you know, pre-qualify or what have you. We get cars, car payments. So when we see the government doing this, you know, when you asked a few minutes ago, yeah, how are we going to pay for this? The average person's going to say, well, the government's got the money, they'll pay for it over time. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that does hold true, and so far it's worked, but we've never created the bubble like we've created, and we've never been at 107% GDP except for one other time in history is World War II. But a war got us out of the high debt structure, and we don't have a war going on. I hope we don't have a war, because if we do, this one's going to be nuclear. So this is a different environment. This is a sell-off of the instrument of the Treasury, which supports our debt structure. We didn't have that ever before. We had people buying the treasuries, and we didn't have this inversion happening where the rates were, yields were going up. That's forcing people to get out of the treasury market. So it's a totally different environment. That's why I'm, you know, that's why did Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns come down? Because the environment changed drastically, and they said, this is a problem now. And when the news fully came out, that's when we had the big sell-off. It'll happen the same way it always does. Just one or two headlines, and there's going to be a big change. I don't think it's this year, but it's brewing, and when it gets big, it's going to bust loose. The Dutch boy will not be able to hold back the dike.
Now, I don't know if you caught this yesterday, and again, I'm just throwing this at you because I really didn't understand why it had such a big market impact. There's three large companies getting together to start their own healthcare firm. You know, they're looking at not only supply free health care to their employees or affordable health care, as they put it, but actually to others. And it seemed to send the market into a tailspin. Why would this be such a... It's just, for all intents and purposes, quickly, it's just another insurance company, right?
Well, all healthcare insurance stocks took it on the chin the other day, and this was because the government is trying to fix the healthcare system, and obviously they didn't. So these three companies are trying together to fix it so that you're not forced into taking the government's plan. And so now they're saying, and they're showing really a lot of hope that there's a plan that's going to come out. So what it did is made all these other healthcare stocks go down because they don't have the plan.
Oh, right.
So that's causing the drag on the market, because this is a big issue, healthcare,
right,
a very costly one. It drug the whole market down, and you know, we're seeing it recover today because, you know, like I've said before, 2 days or one day in a downward market does not create a
right
new trend.
Yeah, I just thought it was quite interesting. You know, it didn't seem like a negative thing to me. Anyway, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. You can find him at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Head over to landmarkgold.com. You know, sign up for the newsletter. Don't be a geek. Get the information you need to make it happen. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?